FM 90.3 WJTL. Great song from Chris Rice. Welcome to our world. Stars Godin, how glorious the love of heaven. Prior to that, good morning to you. 7:23.
And weather-wise today, mostly sunshine, high in the low 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, low getting down to 27. Looking at the weekend, Friday, cloudy, slight chance of rain, high 48. Rainy Saturday, high in the mid-50s. Sunday, mostly cloudy, rain and snow mix to get us started, then turning to all rain, high of 43, and then Christmas Day, a chance of rain and snow, high 38, 27 in Lancaster.
Our special guest this morning, my friend David Ober, is with us. Share the Blessing is has been around for 15 years, meeting the needs of folks who are hurting through the Christmas season. And David, you brought along some profiles of some people that you're going to be visiting with gifts and gift cards and Christmas trees and all kinds of things. Tell us a little bit about how Share the Blessing is meeting the needs of those who are hurting this Christmas.
Well, right now here in Lancaster County in central Pennsylvania, we've got families that they don't even know where they're going to even have their Christmas meal. Thankfully, we have a lot of ministries across Lancaster County and Central PA that are trying to meet that. Share the Blessing comes alongside these families, gives them an opportunity, if we can get there soon enough, to actually have them be a part of picking out presents for their children, to be a part of that decision-making, and just coming alongside and loving them. In some cases, I know we have a couple volunteers, and I just want to thank our volunteers that go into the hospitals. I mean, we'll be delivering blessings into the hospital to families that are probably going to experience the death of a loved one this Christmas. I know we're right now planning to deliver into the Lancaster General Hospital to some patients that are on hospice. So we're trying to bring that love of Jesus to just not just the patient, but also those family members for those young children that are sitting there. And I don't think can fully understand what they're about to experience with the loss of a parent so young. I mean, cancer just devastates and it destroys a lot of young families. Share the Blessing comes alongside those families, provides them blessings and gives them an opportunity for a little bit to have a moment to rejoice in the love of Christ. That's what your donations, whether they be $5, $10, $15, will do today, joining with other families and other donors. We can touch a lot of families. I mean, one of these families right now, I can't even imagine. They're waiting right now for a lung transplant. And so they're on the list. They're hoping that their dad his body will physically hold together long enough so that can occur. But what a struggle. One family we've watched over the last 30 days has gone from barely holding on to their family home to they're now, I was just talking to the folks at Water Street Rescue Mission, who does a great job, but we're going to be going over working with the folks at Water Street Rescue Mission and blessing some families there and trying to bring the love of Christ and the joy to a family that's devastated, to children that don't understand. They're asking those questions of why. I'm just really thankful that we've been blessed enough that's not ever been a situation that my children have had to ask. But more and more children this Christmas season are not waking up in their family home. They're waking up in cars and trailers. They're waking up in, like we said, at rescue missions. What a difficult Christmas. And we hope with Share the Blessing we can come in and change their lives. I mean, I think last Sunday there was a special fundraising activity with Fund 101 where all the money brought in went to Share the Blessing. And one of those families, a little girl came running up to my wife at the Share the Blessing booth and said, "Mommy, Mommy, aren't these the people that helped us have a Christmas last year?"
Wow.
And she said, "Mommy, can you pull some money out? We need to help other families." I think that's what's the most amazing part of Share the Blessing, is that together we realize that we need to help others because any moment it could be us. And so help Share the Blessing. Go to sharetheblessing.com right now. And if you want to nominate a family, please do. If you would like to give money towards it, 100% of all the gifts given by individuals will go to those families. Whatever comes in this week goes out this week. So we really appreciate your support. Please go to sharetheblessing.com. Families are in great need. It really hits me when I see third graders that are struggling with having brothers with stomach cancer as young as age four. Anytime, if you ever get over to the Penn State Cancer for the Children Center, it's just heartbreaking. But when you have to go in there in the next couple of days, and our volunteers will, to deliver blessings to families, it changes your perspective of how just a little bit of Lord's love can change lives and bring renewed hope, that people don't feel forgotten. And I think that's the really difficult thing. Last night, I was on the phone with a grandfather with eight children down in the Lampeter area. And we had to go reach to him because the children's parents, in some ways, have become completely negligent. We don't know where the money have gone. So we've asked him if he would be the one. We'll give him the funds, have him go and get the gifts for his grandchildren so that they can have some sort of Christmas. It's a difficult thing. We're working right now with a grandfather because his son-in-law is imprisoned, and his daughter is nowhere to be found. Mm. And he's raising, in the mid-70s, he's raising four elementary and middle school children. Wow. I mean, we pray for him.
Yeah.
We pray that he would have the strength in this. But when he felt hopeless, not knowing how he would give his children, his grandchildren, a Christmas, Share the Blessing came alongside of him and gave him the funds to make that possible. But in a little way, across the board, that's how Share the Blessing is touching the lives of families here in Lancaster County and Central Pennsylvania because of the WJTL listeners. And we really deeply thank them.
For over 15 years, we have been honored to be part of Share the Blessing since its inception. And WJTL listeners have stepped up to the plate to bring hope and Christmas to many families in need. Visit sharetheblessing.com, sharetheblessing.com, and make a donation today. We'll talk more with David coming up. Right now, Stephen Curtis Chapman, this is It Came Upon a